Deaf anger at Congo ban on texting. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Deaf people in the Democratic Republic of Congo are angry at a week-long ban on texting. The Congolese government issued the ban over a week ago following the country's national elections. Violence erupted after voters believed the election was rigged, so the returned president, Joseph Kabila, banned SMS messages to restore public order to the streets. This is very bad news for the 1.4 million deaf people in the country who rely on texting as a major means of communication. Deaf people in the capital, Kinshasa, say the ban represents a threat to their lives as they cannot receive warnings on violence in the city. Four people were killed in Kinshasa following the announcement of the election results. BBC News reporter Thomas Hubert says Congo's Interior Minister, Adolphe Lumanu, had been forced to suspend all text messaging services to preserve public order, as they were being used to incite ethnic hatred, insurrection and xenophobia. Mr. Hubert reports that the measure means deaf Congolese people have been condemned to indefinite isolation. Pastor Kisangala, the deaf community's religious minister in Kinshasa, told Mr. Hubert about how serious the situation was. "We're finding it very hard to communicate. All our communications used to go through SMS messages. Our members are scattered across the city. Some are ill in hospital, others are dying. Without communication, we don't even know about it," he said.